Israel says that if Iran moves closer to building nuclear weapons, it's going to do what it sees fit to protect itself.
Right.
And our policy over the years would indicate that the U.S. would respond militarily if Israel asked us. Is keeping Iran from becoming a nation with nuclear weapons worth putting U.S. troops in harm's way?
It is necessary to prevent Iran and Ahmadinejad, who is an individual that is somewhat mentally impaired, who believes that the Holocaust never existed, believes that Israel should be destroyed, and has threatened America that they're going to blockade the Gulf of Hormuz, which would block all the oil going worldwide and would enter us into a world depression. Sooner or later, unless we draw the red line that Benjamin Netanyahu wants, we're going to have the problem of Iran having a nuclear bomb. We cannot afford that. It will end up in a world war. So we got to stop them. My opponent in 2006, 2009, and 2010 voted against the sanctions of Iran. Only now, 3 months before the election, she's now for them. And I believe that it's time for us to draw the red line and say, no more, Ahmadinejad. We are going to stop, and you are not going to have a nuclear bomb. We cannot afford to allow that individual and that country to have a nuclear bomb.
Representative Baldwin?
Iran's nuclear ambitions are a threat to the United States, a threat to the region, a threat to our allies, including Israel, and especially Israel, for which it is an existential threat. It's a threat I take very seriously. Iran must not become capable of creating a nuclear weapon. I support the president, who has said that all options remain on the table. And I believe this is an area where we have to stand united as Americans on this foreign policy. I have voted for tough and biting sanctions against Iran and believe that that process needs to continue to play itself out. All options on the table, but I also would never frivolously, not quite the right word, I would never, without thoughtful plans, send our men and women into harm's way without an exit strategy and assurance that we are going to be effective.